Who are you?
Anna.
From?
CSS.
Anna, could you please introduce who else is in CSS right now?
Well, CSS is a bunch of fun and nice people. She's Carol. She's also from CSS. What do you do in CSS?
I play the guitar and the drums.
Ida, what do you do in CSS?
I play bass, basically.
And who are we missing from CSS?
We're missing three nice and fun people. Luisa, who plays the guitars for CSS, Adriana, who plays drums for CSS, and Love Fox, who's the lead singer for CSS.
Who right now is looking for drugs.
Yeah, she had kind of a sore throat. She's kind of worried with her...
Not that kind of drug, like the drug that makes her throat better, whatever.
Some lozenges or something.
Yeah.
Some codeine.
Yeah, crack.
She's on crack now.
So CSS, are you really CSS or are you imposters?
Imposters?
Impostora.
Because lately it's pretty...
We are foreigners. That's kind of imposter.
Third world, so...
Because what I was wondering is, there's all these bands these days going around, namely the Brazilian girls aren't even Brazilian.
Yeah. Brazilian bikini girls or something. Yeah. But we are from Brazil. I have my documents here. I have a Brazilian driver's license, which means that I am from Brazil, actually. And my name is...
Guest.
Which proves you're on tour with Ladytron.
And I have my... You don't understand. It's
I have my name here. It's Ana Maria de Resende Verciane dos Anjos, which is totally Brazilian.
Okay, we believe you. We believe you.
My name is Indigen. It's from Indian. Yeah, so it's the most Brazilian name you can have.
I guess what I was wondering was, there is that band of Brazilian girls, which are not bikini girls, which is actually a rock band. I don't know if you heard about them. They're called the Brazilian Girls, and yet they have no Brazilians in the band.
Cool, it's okay. We could be called the Canadian Girls, too, and that's okay.
But I think the Brazilian Girls only have one girl in the band, and they're called the Brazilian Girls, and they're not from Brazil.
But we are not tired of being sexy at all, so
yeah,
whatever.
That's ironic.
CSS, no laptops are in CSS, right? You guys have no laptops.
We all have laptops.
Oh, no!
I don't have laptop.
You're the only one who doesn't have. If you get an online connection, our bus turns into a coffee, internet coffee shop.
And I'm the only one who is really drinking coffee at the coffee shop.
But she's going to get a computer next week, so you're not going to be computerless anymore.
How about on stage? Are there any laptops on stage? No laptops on stage. For CSS, right?
Yeah, we have one as a backup. If something goes wrong with any of our equipment, we have the laptop with the music there that, like, the session opens so we can use...
Has anything gone wrong? Have you used it before?
Because
the assumption is if you have a backup, something must have gone wrong for you to have a backup.
Yeah. We didn't use the computer as a backup. The thing that... our stuff that goes, the bass, the electronic stuff, it broke in a show, and that you had to play two songs without the electronic stuff, which was kind of weird. And the next show we said, okay, we can rely on that equipment, so we're going to get a computer, and we're going to put the songs in the computer, and if something happens, we're going to use the computer, but nothing happened again, so we didn't use the computer, we just have it there in case.
CSS, computers are cool.
Yeah, of course.
I love electro rock, etc. And actually, I did a little quiz for you. Can you hold this to the camera and tell me, who am I standing beside?
Incredible Bongo.
Do you have any idea who this gentleman is?
No.
He's
somebody that you absolutely love and name check in quite a few interviews in CSS.
Yeah?
At least Love Fox has name checked.
Africa
Bambaataa!
Oh, yeah. Oh, when I saw him in Brazil, he didn't look like this at all.
That is me and Africa Bambaataa. When did you see Africa Bambaataa? And he is an influence on CSS, isn't he? You love Africa Bambaataa.
Yeah, he went to São Paulo like a bunch of times to DJ and stuff. But he was with dreads and everything. Like, he was looking really weird. He doesn't look like a normal guy when he was DJing, when I saw him at least.
So great you always mention him. Not that many bands mention Africa Bambaataa, but like every interview, you guys are pumping the Bambaataa.
Party people. Yeah, we like him. We have a video on YouTube with that song. We like dance music. We like to dance. And he's the best guy to that. He has incredible remixes and... Yeah.
So you guys are on this tour right now with Ladytron. Ladytron, what time do you guys usually play on this tour?
Early.
Like how early? Like 6 p.m.?
Yeah. Once in Toronto, we played 6:30. Toronto? Somewhere, we play like 6:30 p.m.
So how weird is that for CSS? Because usually I'd imagine in Brazil you're probably going on at 6 a.m. You probably go on at 6 a.m.
Yeah, and it was weird until we found out that Jager is like the best thing ever because you have a shot and you don't get, you know, you don't have to wait too much to get drunk. You don't have to drink a bunch of stuff. So it's just a shot and you can go on stage at 6 and you're done. Like, you're good to...
It's kind of a bit of a challenge to play to a sober... just coming audience, like people just came and we already play and it's weird, like people are kind of cold still, but then like in the end of the show is everyone already in the mood. Yeah.
After all the supporting bands, the warm-up band, so that's what we're doing
now. Love Fox is not here, but I saw a picture of her wearing a backpack on stage. Has she worn a backpack on stage?
Yeah, once she there was this girl, like really cute girl, dancing really, like really nice dance in the audience, and she called the girl on stage to dance with her, and the girl was kind of ashamed because she had the backpack, and then she handed the backpack to Love Fox so she can dance better, like on stage, the girl.
Yeah, I remember that, but that was the only one. How did you get that? It was in Brazil, right?
No, it was on this tour.
I don't know where it was, but I don't remember where.
In Columbus, at the university, I guess.
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I think that's great, going the extra distance to help the fan out.
Yeah. So, yeah?
Yeah, like going the extra distance. The fan felt embarrassed and Love Fox came to the rescue.
Yeah. Love Fox, she's a very giving person. And when a person is really, like, loving the show, she feels really, like, happy and she wants to give the person something. And the other day she was with her watch that cost like $100 or something. And she was so happy that this guy was dancing so much and singing all the songs that she actually gave her watch to this guy. and now we don't let her go in on stage with too much expensive stuff. Because otherwise she would just give things to people.
There was one show in Brazil, she was cleaning her apartment and she got like all the toys that she didn't like anymore, like little teddy bears and this kind of stuff, and make like a huge bag and start like giving people like dolls and teddy bears, and it was funny. Yeah.
So you guys are sitting back here, and again we're speaking here to C
S
CSSSSSSX. So you guys are sitting back, you're watching Love Fox. She loves the stage diving too, doesn't she?
Oh yeah, sure.
It's kind of dangerous because last tour, Marina from Bon Jovi, which was the band that was touring with us, she went stage diving in Chicago at the Pitchfork Music Festival. When she came back, she just dislocated her arm so bad, like crazy. And we were really worried about Love Fox stage diving after that, but she did like 10 times.
Yeah, she can help it.
But the hard part about stage diving is not the dive, is it? It's like coming back afterwards. There's usually a gap between you and the audience, right? Yeah. That's the hard part?
Yeah, it is. And
the moat, just kind of like a moat.
That's when we get really worried. And I actually, sometimes I stop to play when it's too dangerous to get her. Sometimes Eduardo, our manager, he gets her. In Brazil, Pinguim, our roadie guy, he used to be like, he was, you know, the guy who was supposed to get her back from the audience. So, yeah, that's the hard part of stage. That's why I never do that.
On this particular tour with Ladytron, is Love Fox stage diving during Ladytron?
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Didn't stage dive, but she dived on the crowd. Yeah. And she almost died in Toronto because of that.
We were like, come on, Love Fox. She was in the middle of the crowd, and I was like,
and we put her up in the air, and then we saw she just did like this. And I was, oh my God. But when you got to get her, she was like, oh my God, I almost died, but I didn't. So God loves me or something, and it was okay. But we sometimes get really excited at Ladytron's gig, and we do that kind of thing. But we never went up on stage to stage dive.
I think it's neat, though, you're in the audience getting excited.
Yeah.
Like some bands just be backstage getting drunk.
No, we get drunk and go to the audience.
We can do both. Yeah. It's like you have time to get drunk in the backstage and go on the audience, because it's boring to watch the show from the backstage. You're seeing everybody from the back, you're listening to the monitors, It's no fun.
And it's fun to push Love Fox way up.
Oh, yeah.
On this particular tour, CSS, you're touring with Ladytron. You have a very nice bus. Who is the bus driver, and does he have stories about Whitney Houston?
Yeah, our bus driver is Jimmy. He's from Brooklyn, New York, and he was the same bus driver from the last tour. We asked to have him again because he's a really nice person, and he always tells like really good stories about him touring with Van Halen and Toto and Whitney Houston. He used to be her tour manager, and he went to Brazil when Whitney Houston went to Brazil once.
He is her tour manager. He's not
your bus driver is Whitney Houston's tour manager.
He is. Yeah. He's just not working with her right now because she's on crack. I'm sorry, it's true. Everybody knows that.
Is he going to name drop you to Whitney at all? Like, are you hoping for a hookup? Because Whitney and CSS, that'll be one hell of a gig, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I love that.
I want to see a duet with Love Fox and Whitney Houston. Like Whitney this. And Mariah at the Grammy or the Oscars, I don't remember. I want to see one of Whitney and Love Fox.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of crack and stuff, is your sound man also the sound man for Baby Shambles?
Oh, yeah, that's why he loves us. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
He call us angels.
Little angels. We bought him in England.
We imported him
from England, and he used to work with Pete Doherty and the Baby Shambles. And, well,
I mean, that's incredible. That must be an adventure in itself. That must be a long story.
Well, it's not really a long story. It's a bunch of little stories. But, you know, the main thing is that we're really big angels because we just drink. We don't do anything else. And we're girls. And
we're clean.
And we're clean and stuff like that. And we're from Brazil. So
you're wearing clothes right now. How much of the clothes you're wearing now you made yourselves?
Wearing clothes right now. Okay, no. Nothing.
You guys make your own merch, don't you?
Oh, yeah. She
I am kind of in charge of this. Because when I used to live in Brazil, I was a fashion designer. So I kind of like to do this kind of stuff. But Love Fox did the artwork, and we let choose the color.
Is the stuff handmade? Like, at the gig tonight, will there be handmade stuff by you for sale? And in Brazil, is there handmade stuff? Like, what sort of handmade stuff is there? How hard is it to make it, too?
No, it was like the first tour, we had a bunch of time in Brazil to do this kind of stuff. But like this tour, we didn't have time because we are touring so much. So we just like ordered t-shirts here. So
it's not handmade, but like we did like Love Fox did the print for that. Our album was not handmade, but like we did everything. Like we take care of all the stuff since the artwork for the album. And merch and all those things. It's not that like we sent someone doing. We like did the prints and everything, and we just sent someone to produce them for us because we didn't have time.
What are CSS pants? What is there?
CSS pants?
Do you have pants?
Yeah, it's not yet, but we might have one day. Yeah.
Afrika Bambaataa. You mentioned doing a video with him, or being a video that you guys are in with his music. Do you also have a video doing like Magic Carpet Ride? What is that?
Well, that's like the... If you go to San Francisco, you have to go to Pier something, 39?
I don't remember.
39.
And there's this really cool thing called...
Very touristic point.
It's the best place to go in San Francisco. You have like shrimp and stuff on the... It is. And then you have the magic carpet ride that you can actually put... We wanted to do a video there. And you can put like a bunch of people in there and just fly through San Francisco. And I heard you could do that in Vegas too, but we didn't go to Vegas yet. So, but yeah, there is this one with our manager and Love Fox.
CSS is?
CSS, Cansei de Ser Sexy.
Is?
Tired of being sexy.
Is?
False. Cool.
Is?
Ah.
CSS is?
Real Brazilian girls.
CSS is?
Oh, Cascade shit style, shit internet stuff.
CSS is hungry!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were. We are. The videos, yeah.
And you're here live in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, CSS. Thanks for speaking to me, Nardware to Human Survey. The last time that you were here, you played Celebrities.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was really fun. It was like, It was like a nightclub, and we had this improvised stage. It was really fun. It was crazy, like full
crazy
of people.
And this is what I wanted to ask Love Fox about, and I guess I'll ask you guys about. Every gig that Love Fox performs, does she try to wear a T-shirt representing a band from that city?
Not always.
That's a really good... But you mean Subhumans?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
She lost that T-shirt.
She forgot at Cat's House in L.A. Oh. But the thing was that we found a really good thrift shop in Lawrence, Kansas. And she actually has a Janet Jackson T-shirt from the 84 tour. Now that she bought in the same place that she bought the Subhumans T-shirt. And...
A little bit of background. Subhumans are from Vancouver, yeah. British Columbia, Canada.
I found out about that when we got here and she was wearing that T-shirt. But it was like coincidence, actually.
Because I'd heard that when you guys play a town, you know, you wear the T-shirt representing your favorite local band. Like if you played Portland, you'd wear a...
I don't remember the...
No. We just do research about who's famous in the town, like Lawrence, Kansas. The celebrity
was wearing this one. It's like Mud Honey.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Representing Seattle.
I didn't take a shower yet. That's why I'm using the same T-shirt from yesterday.
Oh, God. I didn't.
So right now, I'm able to rectify that situation, CSS, because I have brought something for Love Fox to wear tonight at the gig, or at least to wear in Vancouver. What do we have here?
Oh, she's going to be so happy about...
This is a T-shirt by the...
Subhumans.
From?
Vancouver.
From Vancouver, because I understand
Vancouver.
It. Because the T-shirt before, I don't know if we alluded to this, the Subhuman shirt she was wearing before was the UK Subhumans.
Oh.
There are two Subhuman bands. So Love Fox was wearing the UK Subhumans T-shirt.
Because everybody was like, you have a Subhumans T-shirt. Went to a radio show, and the guy's like, you have a Subhumans T-shirt. And well... That's new. So she had a UK and now she has a...
She had the wrong Subhuman shirt on, but the Subhumans from Vancouver, this is the T-shirt.
The same name, can you?
Well, the Subhumans from Vancouver were first, and then the Subhumans from the UK came later, and everybody kind of knows the Subhumans that are longer. A Love Fox has the right Subhuman shirt for Vancouver.
Yeah, that's...
Woo! Adriano is not here.
Yeah, he's taking a shower.
I read a story of him in Vancouver getting totally drunk and sleepwalking.
Oh, yeah. No, he didn't.
That's the best story.
Well, we went out and we had a night off and we took like a bunch of shots of Jager, which Jager is really good when you take like two shots, but when more than two,
nine, like him, it's yeah. like hell.
It's like it's dangerous. And he was like green at one point and said no, so let's put him in a cab and get him back to the hotel. And he threw up on the floor of the hotel and then he went to bed. He was sleeping in my room, and I got in my room, and Adriano wasn't there, and I was like, oh my God, where is he? Because I knew that someone took him over to the hotel. He went out from his room, thinking that he was somewhere that he didn't know where, and he saw the exit sign of the fire escape, and he went through the fire escape. He got down the fire exit of the hotel, took a cab, and said, take me to the Ramada. And the guy was like, you're in the Ramada. No, please, I have to go to Ramada. You're on the corner of the Ramada. Please, I have to go to the Ramada. I give you $10. And he gave $10 to the driver. And the driver did like this. Stopped in the rear front of the hotel. And and then he got on my room like, I don't know, I was in a cab. I came alone. I don't know what happened. And then he remembered that he did that. But that was his whole Vancouver experience. And then he spent like 10 days not drinking at all because of that.
Another quote about CSS. No more drinks for Miss Spandex.
Oh, yeah.
Who is Miss Spandex?
In Portland when Love Fox.
Yeah. It was like I was a little bit less drunk than she was, and then I saw something going out of the bushes. It was her, like she fell in the bushes, and then the guy from the venue, like the security, he was like really sweet because he came and said, "Oh, are you okay? Are you okay?" And she said, "Hey," and then he gave her a water and go for the radio and said, "Like no more alcohol for the girl in colorful Hispanics."
Like she is known as Miss Spandex, right? Love Fox is known as Miss Spandex.
Well, you name it. Like now, she is.
You you guys have been seen wearing some spandex, haven't you?
Love Fox does. Love Fox does that a lot, but we don't. Like, I don't.
How does Love Fox clean the spandex?
Oh, she doesn't clean.
It cleans itself?
Yeah, yeah. It's
in the audience when she takes a shower in the middle of the game.
CSS, you are from
Brazil.
Brazil. Now, Pelé is from Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, what I was wondering is, I heard that Pelé sings and plays guitar as well. What does his music sound like?
He has a music sound. ABC. ABC. Toda criança tem que ler e escrever.
Remember? I never heard it.
It's an educational song like ABC, ABC. Every child has to learn how to write and read.
Sounds like a pretty catchy tune.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he sing quite a bit? Are there many Pelé albums?
No, he doesn't have an album, but he did that song in like 1994, 1995 or something, which I remember, I don't know why. And he just had a gig, like a jam session with Chico Buarque, which is like one of the best music writers in Brazil, which sounds totally weird for me. But he did that.
Yeah, and his son is a drug dealer. And he's in jail. Yeah.
Edinho.
He was a football player?
He was a goalkeeper for the same team that Pelé used to be in the 60s, Santos. And then he got, like, thrown out of the team because he wasn't any good. And he was Pelé's son, so he was supposed to be really good. And then he got... He is arrested now because he was drug dealing cocaine and stuff.
CSS, who is Gilberto Gil?
Gilberto Gil, nowadays he's our Minister of Culture, but he's a really nice composer and musician from the Tropicália, like 60s, 70s.
Because that's what I heard, that he was kind of like the Neil Young of Brazil, and he's like the Minister of Culture. Is that true?
Yeah.
Like, what was it like? What is it like having the Neil Young of Brazil as a Minister of Culture?
He's not the Neil Young of Brazil at all. I don't even think that Brazil has a Neil Young.
Does it?
No, he's kind of...
He's
a nice guy, but he's not young from Brazil. Yeah. That's a weird connection.
It seems pretty cool, though, that a guy involved with music, especially that type of music, is involved.
He's kind of a... It's kind of a really big polemic thing in Brazil. Polemic, is that a real word for you? Okay. Because there are really weird stuff going on with this government, and everybody's kind of involved with that. And, yeah, it's crazy. It's not as good as you can imagine, but it's... He's doing some good stuff, but it's all kind of weird right now in Brazilian government, like all around.
Could you jam with him at all?
We could jam with his daughter, Preta Gil. Oh, she's awesome. I love her, Preta Gil.
Does she play then?
She's a singer. She's really cool. She was fatter at the time that she released her first album, and she went naked on the cover of it. And she was not that it was like a really big thing in Brazil, like she was in outdoors and everything, that like a fat black girl was naked on the cover of an album. So I really like her, and she's a nice person.
How rough is it in Brazil, CSS? Because I heard stories of like police fighting gangs with like rocket launchers.
Yeah, actually, like just before we left Brazil, there was this huge riot of persons that are in prison, like in jail, like all the jails from the state of São Paulo were like huge riots and this kind of thing. We had like this really weird day in São Paulo that everyone had to go back home because they were like throwing like homemade bombs in police station, this kind of thing. And it happened again like after we were on tour, but it's...
It happened that bad. The thing was that was the first time that it ever happened, at least. Like, I don't remember running to my house like that day. But the thing is that São Paulo is pretty, like, the center of the city, and all the violence and riot stuff happens in the suburbs, so it doesn't affect too much the center. That's why we don't get affected too much, because we live in the center of the city. But
what precautions do people take? For instance, I understand some people have, like, bulletproof glass in their cars.
Yeah, that's pretty common. Like, middle-class people have, like, bulletproof windows and bulletproof cars. It's quite common there, but it's mainly because of kidnapping, which was like really common. Like, it was this
in the end of the 80s become like a very popular thing, like kidnapping
people. Yeah. But it's not because of the riots itself, it's like because of other crime things.
They have in Brazil this, like, it's an express kidnap. that they go there and they take you for like, I don't know, 3 hours, just like go to the bank and make you take all your money, and they might take your car or something, but it's like a quick kidnap. It's like really
okay.
Yeah, Adriano passed
two times
like.
Because the guy, he put him you in the trunk of your own car and go to the ATM machine and makes you draw all your money from the ATM machine.
And so you yell your PIN number through the trunk or something?
No.
You go there
like this, with the gun like this, and you go and draw your money, give it to the guy, say, okay, go back to your car.
That happened to Adriano?
Yeah, it happened twice to Adriano, but it never happened to me. It's because Adriano used to have a really fancy car. If you don't have a fancy car, that kind of thing doesn't happen. Like, I don't look like I have money in my bank account, and I have a really cheap car, like popular car, so I never happened, anything happened to me, like never get robbed or anything.
CSS, are you fans of K-Fed?
Popozão.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. What is that song about? Luscious ass? Could you explain what is K-Fed and what is that song? That's from the top.
K-Fed in Brazil, he's so 99 because this Popozão thing is like a thing that happened in 99. That's like it's like a nickname for Brazilian butt girl, like the butt of Brazilian girls. It was nicknamed Popozão for some weird songs. Like, there was two songs that sang Popozão, and now he got like this thing that happened in 99 in Brazil and brought to America and had this weird song that it's like a girl get off the floor and go shake your ass and stuff like that. It's like the worst thing ever. He's stupid. I hate him. I don't like him at all.
Because that's going to be his big new hit, isn't it?
No, I don't think it's going to be.
It's not a hit. Like, he is.
It's too weird. That's cool, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's weird in a bad way. It's not like there's a lot of pop bands from here and the U.S. that are going through funky karaoke and doing nice stuff, like even Black Eyed Peas, they have some like nice songs. It's like
My Humps is really cool. Yeah. but Popozão,
excuse me, what was that again, Anna?
Popozão or My Humps?
My Humps are really cool.
Yeah, my humps are really cool, and My Humps from Fergie. Yeah, both.
But K-Fed is not cool, no, taking that.
He's supposed to be the new Vanilla Ice, but he's so stupid that he cannot even be the new Vanilla Ice.
CSS, you guys have a song called Meeting Paris
Hilton.
So I understand a meeting was actually arranged, but you blew it off. You were going to meet Paris Hilton at a mall?
No, it
isn't. Is that true? But you were going to meet Paris Hilton at a mall?
She was in Brazil promoting her fragrance, and she was going to do a autograph afternoon in the mall in Brazil. And this TV station was like, oh, let's go and meet her. And I said, okay, do you have an appointment? No, we're just going to there and wave if she sees you, and you go there and see that. Say to her that you have a song with her name, and said, of course not.
Like, how much security would have she had then? Because it would have been hard to get to her. Was it in the suburbs, that fragrance thing?
Oh, not at all. It's the richest part of town. The richest mall in town, Higienópolis.
How well known is Love Fox, CSS, in Brazil? Was she a TV presenter or something?
Yeah, she was for a little bit. Like, she used to hate her job, but she kind of liked it because she used to work like 2 days a week only and get a lot of money out of it. But I don't know, it was a bummer for her. Like, she didn't want, and it was like this whole mess because we have this kind of funny name, so people think that we are something that we are not. So it was like a weird thing going on, and she being like, it was like a really popular TV, open TV channel, but it was in the night,
like 2 a.m. So
really cool for some time, go to sleep and turn the TV on, and there was Love Fox presenting videos. It was really funny.
Did she meet any bands, and has she reinvestigated those bands now that she's in North America? Like, did she meet Beyonce and stuff like that?
No, it was a really cheap show. It wasn't very popular TV, but it wasn't really good. It wasn't like MTV or something that people like actually go there and give interviews or something.
TV is important though in Brazil, isn't it?
Yeah, people give a lot of attention and time to TV.
Hollywood in Brazil, it's like Rede Globo, which is the biggest TV network. So Hollywood in Brazil is totally TV thing.
So your English is pretty damn good.
Do you think? Thank you.
Yes, did you learn it from Beavis and Butthead?
She did.
Yeah, and kind friends. Of. Friends. Yeah.
friends in Beavis and Butthead equals CSS.
See my ex.
Equals Ana Maria de Resende Verciane dos Anjos.
No, yeah.
Which is a real Brazilian name, for sure.
Yeah.
But then it's Brazilian girls stuff.
Yeah, Brazilian girls. But I learned on TV and watching films and stuff like that. But I, at the time that I learned English, I was watching too much Beavis and Butthead and Friends, yeah. That's true. It's true. It affected my learning process.
A few years ago, I entered Ian MacKay of the rock and roll band Foo...
Fighters?
Foo...
Jizz?
Fuga...
Fugazi,
yes. And Ian MacKay of Fugazi said to me he saw the big...
During the interview, like trivia games, you know. Who's this guy? Okay,
he told me the biggest circle pit he ever saw in his life was at the Belo Horizonte Festival.
Oh.
The big circle pit, you know, of like people slam dancing, and he climbed in it.
Pogar in Brazil. It's actually the city where my mother lives. Yeah, people get really crazy there. They drink a lot of beer.
And he climbed in the slam pit, and it was a giant circle pit of like 4,000 people just going around and around and around. Has that happened at any CSS gigs, or have you seen that at big festivals? Like giant punk circle pits. Like he climbed in it because it was like 3,000 people.
We have this friend that she lives in LA, Roberta, and she's like punk rock from the 90s or something, and she's really crazy, and in Brazil called Pugar, like this kind of thing, and she did that in our show in LA, but it was only her, and she like beat the hell out of everybody who was in the front row of the show. But it happens, like in Brazil it's kind of common if it has a really punk rock song and everybody's like jumping.
We were doing that in New York.
Yeah,
at the after party, they play Smells Like Teen Spirit, and then we all start to do like this dance and breaking glass and
yeah, not accidentally breaking glasses and stuff like that.
What festivals have you guys played? Have you played Rock in Rio? Can Brazilian bands play Rock in Rio?
That's a good story, because Brazilian bands were supposed to play Rock in Rio, the last one they had, and they all canceled their shows because the international bands were getting much more stuff than the Brazilian bands. They're not getting so much attention. And then only crappy Brazilian bands played in Rock in Rio. But no, we didn't play in Rock in Rio.
But we played at the Teen Festival with PJ Harvey and Kraftwerk.
That's in England, right?
Yeah. No.
The Tea Festival?
Team. No, Team.
Oh, Team.
Okay. It's a Brazilian...
You mean like Tea in the Park in England or Scotland?
It's T-I-M Festival.
Like,
Italian cell phone thing. Company, and that they have this festival, and it's pretty good. Like this year it's gonna have the IAS Patti Smith, and we're gonna miss it, but
what is the biggest gig that you guys have played, just out of curiosity? Like, what is the biggest audience you've played for, and also what is the biggest TV audience you've played for? Have you played on some big TV shows? Because there's some clips of you on YouTube playing some giant TV show, it looked like.
We just played one in this really huge Brazilian network. But it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. We didn't get much attention from Brazilian, apart from the press media, like newspaper and stuff. We didn't have much attention from TV and radios in Brazil at all, and it's still don't. In radios, you have to like pay to the big stations to be in there, and we never wanted to do that. So we're not that big in Brazil, and we didn't have this thing with TV shows and radio in Brazil at all. Like we have much more here and in Europe than in Brazil.
So what's the biggest gig that you've played in Brazil and the biggest gig you've played here? Are you headlining here to more people than you would in Brazil?
Oh yeah, for sure.
We're definitely playing here. Like we played at this festival, I think was the biggest audience we had. It was like 4,000 people, but it were like people that went there to see other things, like not our, like 4,000 people.
At the Pitchfork, it was very crowded. Yeah. We didn't play at the big stage, but there was like full...
It was like about 800 to 1,000 people in there. It was like really crowded, like in the place. And I don't know, we were playing with Ladytron. There are days that, like yesterday was 1,500 people, but it's like mixed our audience with their audience, so it's not like everybody went to see us. But I don't know, we played for a bunch of people, like 5,000, which is pretty, like, huge already, like, intense and huge. But Yeah.
Are there a lot of helicopters in Brazil?
Yeah, in São Paulo especially, because like we have this crazy traffic, like, and then like really rich people just buy a helicopter and just fly whatever.
Brazil is like the richest person ever and the poorest ever too, like living together.
Yeah, like 90% of the people have 10% of the money, and 10% of the people has 90% of the money, and all this 10% has helicopters and stuff.
You take a helicopter to work?
Oh yeah.
Have you guys done any helicopter riding?
No.
Never.
For fun, you couldn't get friends with some rich guy and he could like land you at your gig? Wouldn't that be neat?
Yeah, it's really difficult.
The owner of our record label has a helicopter, but he never invited us to.
Yeah. Maybe you'd like to ask right now.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
I'm not really a big fan of flying helicopters. I really, no, thank you.
Winding up your CSS, I have a couple more questions I'd like to ask you. Amps. What are the amps like in Brazil? Is there a Brazilian version of the Marshall amp? Yeah. What sort of Brazilian stuff is there?
It's called Meteoro. It's really cheap and bad. But no, in Brazil we have like Fender and Marshall and stuff like that. And that's mainly what we play.
It's like when you see here an amplifier like $200. In Brazil it's like 2,000. It's 10 more. And it's like...
Which would be like an amp that costs here like $200 would cost like $1,000.
For bass amps, it's kind of weird because bass amps like last really longer than guitar amps. So like almost all the amps that I played were like from the 80s or from the 70s. Like those valve huge with this like... It's kind of nice. Like for a bass, it's good like to play with an old amp.
How about from any other South American countries? Are there any other interesting instruments from there, like guitar amps from, say, Chile or anything like that?
Not really. It's much easier to get amps from America than to get amps from Chile or Argentina or something like that. So it doesn't have this, like, the exchange of instruments between South American countries.
CSS, you guys are on Sub
Pop.
You're on Sub Pop. Now, they're from Seattle. Seattle, but it's not too surprising you're on Sub Pop, is it?
It is?
I don't think it's too surprising that a Brazil band featuring Adriano is on Sub Pop.
Why featuring Adriano?
Because his old band, The Butcher
Orchestra,
were on Estrus Records out of Bellingham, Washington.
Yeah. In Bellingham? No, it wasn't No Fun and Voodoo Rhythm.
No, the Estrus
Records. He had a single on Estrus Records, and they're from Bellingham.
A single there, yeah.
So there was a connection between Brazil and the Northwest before you ever signed a Sub Pop.
It's like here and here, because CSS is like a completely different thing than the Butcher's Orchestra. It's like
Butcher's like garage punk rock and roll.
Same spirit though, having a good time though, because garage rock is having a good time too, isn't it?
Yeah, we always have a good time in the Butcher's shows, concerts. Yeah.
It's weird because like when they first heard our album, they kind of didn't know for sure that we were from Brazil. So in the end, it was quite a coincidence. Like,
yeah, it didn't have like a real connection between those two things.
I still like it, Bellingham.
You research it too much.
Nice. Bellingham, Seattle, Vancouver.
Bellingham's really cool.
Amazing. And now we also mention Olympia, Washington, Portland, home of Sleater-Kinney. Sleater-Kinney. Now, what is the connection between CSS and Sleater-Kinney?
Well, one of the first songs that we played was like a bootleg, a mashup between Jennifer Lopez, Jane from the Block, and I Wanna Be Your Joey Ramone from Sleater-Kinney, and it ended up being I Wanna Be Your J-Lo.
And what has the reaction been to you guys performing that?
It's our encore, actually, because it's not in the album, so we kind of, it's like a B-side from us, and we still play it, and it's a lot of fun to play it, like it's
like crazy, like when you're really drunk and the show is really good, we play that song.
It's a great Northwest connection. Estrus Records, Sub Pop, Sleater-Kinney, total Northwest action. Subhumans T-shirt.
See, we just found out that we love the West Coast, and especially the Northwest part of North America. It's like amazing.
So CSS, you're on tour right now with Ladytron. Have you done or are you going to do a tour with the Sugar Cubes guy?
No. Really?
I heard there was going to be a tour with one of the Sugar Cubes guys, some dude that's in a band.
New York, but don't tell anyone.
Oh, okay.
No, we're not. No, no, there's no, not just a...
We are opening for Basement Jacks.
In Europe, yeah. That's in Europe.
How could a gig with Kraftwerk go bad? You guys played with Kraftwerk, and I understand it wasn't really a great gig. How could it go bad?
No, we didn't play with him. The thing was that... Yeah, we played the same stage and the same festival on the same day, but the thing that went bad is that it was like we had 1 year, the band had 1 year, and we were like we didn't know what really to do because it was like first big thing that we would play, like the first big stage, first real stage that we were going to play for 5,000 people, and the guys didn't let us sound check or anything, so it was like really nerve-wracking for us. But it was nice though, I like that gig.
You can retire after that, playing on the same stage as Kraftwerk.
Yeah.
And you also played with the Oz Mutants.
Yeah, we did.
What are they like, these guys? And maybe you can give it a background on the Oz Mutants, like legendary Brazilian band. What are they like nowadays?
They're kind of, I don't know, they're... It was strange.
Like too much drugs in the city. It was your brain.
Yeah. Yeah. We were expecting that they would sing the songs in Portuguese, but they played only in English.
Yeah, like they sang their songs in Portuguese, but the songs that are the really good songs.
Like Bat Marumba Apa.
Bamakumba.
Like, I love that too.
The really good songs they sang in English, like the versions in English, because they had this Technicolor CD that were English versions of their Portuguese music. So it was like, oh my god, we wanted to see the real deal, you know.
The lead singer used to be Rita Lee, and she didn't make this tour with them. It was another singer, Brazilian singer, that doesn't have anything to do with Mutantes.
She has like a voice. Like
very like low. And she's like very huge in Brazil, but completely pop.
Weird experience. It was nice though, because this Mutantes is like a big, like I really like them. Like,
you played with them before at all?
No. They play in Brazil. Like this comeback is only here. Like we really luck to actually catch.
They made one gig in Brazil only for the press,
yeah,
but not open for the public. So, it was.
Yeah, we're really lucky to get to see them. Actually,
are there any legendary Brazilian bands that have befriended you guys in CSS that have like encouraged you or anything like that?
Yeah, we like there's As Mercenarias, which is like a punk band from the 90s, and they just came back. The 80s, yeah. They just came back in Brazil, and we used to play with them a lot, and they were like all the time, oh, you go, girl, you go. Like, they're really nice. We like them. And actually, they had their music in a compilation here. Yeah. I don't remember, like...
How about Ratos de Parau?
Yeah.
They're a legendary hardcore band, aren't they? Isn't that guy a TV star, too?
Gordo, we went to his TV show and everything.
Like us.
Like this, he's
like us, but he's
tough. Punk.
He loves to
yeah, to give a hard time, you know, and say funny stuff and make embarrassing. And, but I don't know if he likes us or not. Like in Brazil, there's not really like the big bands are not really good. Like if you're huge in Brazil, you probably suck. Like Ratos do Porão, they're not huge in Brazil. They're probably bigger in Europe or something.
Are there many bands with this? You know, Mohawks, or are there many people with the Hawks?
Yeah, there's a scene.
The crust punk?
Yeah, but now the big thing there is emo. That's the... Yeah.
Which you guys fit right in with, right?
Woohoo! Yeah, it's
weird. Winding up here, CSS, did you also play a gig with Kasabian?
Oh, yeah, weird.
What was that like, playing with Kasabian?
Well, it was nice. It was at the Enemy.com 10th anniversary party. And, well, the thing is that they gave lots of beer to the crowd of winning people that won, like, a contest, and they gave glow sticks to them. So it was like a glow stick rain on us. And that's it.
So no glow sticks rained on Kasabian?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they
got glow sticks, too.
We all got glow sticks.
Noel Gallagher was at the backstage, and he, like, sang one of the songs with them.
Yeah.
It was a huge thing.
It was the most famous person I saw live. Well, it is.
What's that?
Noel Gallagher from Oasis.
That's the most famous person you've ever seen.
I think so. He's weird, yeah.
Did he get any glow sticks thrown at him?
I don't know, yeah. Probably not.
How close did you get to him?
I like here. Like I passed in front of him.
What would you do when you walk by him? Did you give him a wink or anything, or did you say anything?
No.
Are you allowed to look him in the eye? Because some celebrities are not allowed to look in the eye.
Yeah.
Like you heard about like Sylvester Stallone. You can't look in his eyes if you're an actor.
I heard about Marilyn Manson. Like he was in this festival, and then like all this big dressing room, like sharing dressing room, and he had like this his part, and someone looked at him, and his manager was like crazy. You cannot look at him before he goes on stage, and something like that.
You know what's so weird is he can't see anyways because he's got those things in his eyes which are fake anyways. He can't see what's going on.
Yeah.
Winding up here again, CSS. Is there a cat in Webster Hall? I saw a picture of a cat living in Webster Hall where you guys played in New York.
Yeah. I don't know where he was during the show, but there was, like, before in the soundcheck.
And you guys played Calgary?
Yeah.
What was that like, playing Calgary? This was on the last tour.
Yeah, it was really nice. Like, the venue was quite small, so it was, like, a little bit more intimate. And the crowd was really good. Like,
a bunch of Brazilian people. Yeah. Brazilian people, like... We didn't know that, but there are a bunch of Brazilian
people. Did they bring the flag?
No, they brought a flag in Denver, Colorado.
Now, how does that make you feel? Because I know some Canadian bands, when they go to England, they're in England, and they're playing a gig, you know, like all these British fans, and they see a Canadian flag, and sometimes they kind of feel like, oh, God, it's filled with Canadians. You know, like, do you ever feel, oh, my God, it's filled with Brazilians?
I'm okay with that, but it's weird. It's not like, you know... It's not like something like, oh, the guy has a flag from Brazil. It's just weird. Like the other day, you got a flag from Chile, and that was way cooler. Like the guy from Chile.
It was written, go to Chile.
Well, thank you very much, CSS. Again, really appreciate your time. I was going to run off a couple other quick Canadian friends. My Gay Husband and Think About Life. You know those guys?
Yeah. We partied with them last time we were here.
Well, thanks so much, CSS. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
Via
record.
Why should people care about CSS?
Because we're cool, you know. We're just here and we want to have fun and we want you to have fun. And let's all have fun together. Because if everybody has fun, the world will not blow up in war.
Well, thanks so much, CSS. Keep on rocking in the free world and do-do-do-loot-do.
Do-do.